Lloyd Rogers. I'm president of the global supply chain for VF Corporation.
I'm Tim Dye. I'm vice president of distribution for VF Corporation. In the distribution center, we ship all the customer orders for a lot of big customers in the mass channel and mid-tier channel of distribution for our jeanswear business.
How many orders, ballpark, you know, were coming in and moving out of that facility?
Well, I don't have the exact amount of orders per se, but we shipped about 24 million units on an annual basis out of that facility, so pretty significant.
Tell me about the damage that the facility sustained during the April tornadoes.
Well, the building was totally destroyed. As you know, you said you'd been there. It completely destroyed the building. We were not able to recover any assets or any of the inventory, so it was a complete loss.
When you were then looking at, shortly after the storm, what to do, what sorts of things did you have to consider when deciding whether to rebuild and reopen?
We kind of set up a crisis response center as part of that and started rolling some immediate supplies, the kinds of things you'd think of, water and food and basic necessities for people, got some of that rolling in. Quickly reopened a facility that we had on the books down the road in Holly Pond, Alabama, and were able to quickly upgrade that facility to get it operational. And then we started taking the Hackleberg associates and shuttling them over to help ship product out of there. So that was up within 30 days. We were back pretty much shipping as normal to our customers and also helping keep those people employed there locally in Hackleberg during that time.
Then when you were looking at, you got past the immediate crisis response, you got past the diverting operations to Holly Pond in order to keep customers' orders flowing, and you looked at the long-term possibilities for Hackleberg, what were you considering?
Well, we continually, you know, look down the road at our ongoing business needs, and Tim and his team had been doing analysis that showed we were starting to bump up against capacity given just the success of our businesses. So we had been developing some plans to increase our overall distribution capacity. So we were thinking about that before this storm occurred. So once it did, and that certainly then heightened the need for us to replace capacity. So we went into the mode of, well, what would be the best way to increase that capacity to meet our growing business needs?
The options that you considered, I mean, I imagine, you know, reopening and rebuilding in Hackleberg was an option, but there might have been other options as well, maybe expanding on the Holly Pond operation or moving somewhere else. Can you tell me sort of the options that you decided not to take?
That's funny you ask. I think we went through like 18 different scenarios, right, Tim?
That's right. So yeah, we looked at, you know, some of those things you just mentioned. Certainly we looked at, would it make sense to reopen the Holly Pond facility? We looked at absorbing and expanding in our other DC locations around the country. And we looked at, you know, new opportunities, you know, outside of Alabama and things where people were, you know, making us aware of other possibilities to replace that capacity. So we analyzed all those and then did financial analysis around what made the most sense.
You know, the whole idea that you had other communities contacting you saying, you know, these are the opportunities we have in our community if you want to come here. Obviously, I've done a lot of coverage in the South about economic development and states bidding against each other for projects like this. And it makes me wonder, you know, how soon after a tornado or a natural disaster do other places start swooping in and making offers?
I would say fairly soon, probably within the first week, we started hearing from different entities outside of Alabama.
I wanted to add one other angle on this a little bit. I mean, first of all, it was a business decision, right? I mean, we have shareholders and we have 50,000 employees that we have to consider and all of those things, right? So we had to make a sound financial decision, but also this was a very emotional event. You know, it was a tragedy. And you know, as Tim mentioned, we've been in this community for a long, long time. So we have a lot of roots in that state and in that small town. And You know, Hackleburg is a very small town. I think the population is something like 1,200 people. And, you know, of the 32 businesses that existed there before the storm, I think all but one of them were completely destroyed. So, you know, once you get past just the personal tragedy of, you know, of what happened, there's the whole, you know, just the existence of that town was kind of, you know, at some jeopardy and some risk there. So, you know, we certainly had a lot of personal stake in this decision, but it's just nice that it all worked out to be a great financial decision, as well as, you know, being able to do the right thing for the community. So, you know, the schools are being rebuilt. I think there's a lot of positive, you know, news we're getting back from the town, and you know, our announcement to make our rebuild decision was quite positively embraced by the community, as I'm sure you could imagine.
I imagine at some level that put a little bit of pressure on you guys. I know it's a financial and business decision you make, but when you hear statements in the newspaper and on media that, you know, if you guys don't come back, our town may die, that's got to be kind of, it's got to kind of weigh on your shoulders a little bit, I guess.
Well, you know, we worked really hard to make this an objective business decision, but it's really hard to separate the two. And again, I'm just grateful that it was clearly the right decision on both counts here. So, you know, things don't always work out the way you like, but in this case, I think it did. So we're very happy that things lined up such that we could go back to that community, where again we have a long history, and we have a really incredible workforce there. It feels clearly like the right thing for us to do.
Good deal. One final question, and that's just sort of, you know, some basic information about the new facility. What's the timeline for it? You know, how big is it going to be, and how many employees compared to what you had in the former facility?
So we're building approximately 300,000 square foot facility there now, and just getting started with the planning phases of that. It eventually we'll have the capability to employ more people. We certainly will have the baseline of where it was before, and we anticipate, assuming our businesses continue to grow at the rate they're projected to grow, that we would be able to add capacity and maybe add an additional 50 or so jobs to the 150 that have been there before. So looking forward to some growth as well.